Thank you. Oh, there we are. Beautiful. Welcome. Happy Easter. Why don't you turn to the person next to you and say, Happy Easter. I'm glad I'm sitting next to you. And you may be seated. I got a message this morning. It said, Happy Good Friday. And I thought, gosh, you're full of spoilers this morning, aren't you? If it's the greatest story ever told, we give away the ending at the beginning. Happy Good Friday. It's going to be a happy ending, and it's good. I was 6 years old. Picture a little ginger kid. Being in primary school, year one.
Shorter.
I was in year one. I didn't grow up in a Christian family. I picked up bits and pieces of the Easter story. And I got to school one day and I put my hand up because I had a question. I said to the teacher, Good Friday is the day that Jesus died, right? Yes. Why is it called Good Friday if he died? How can death be good? What would you answer, the six-year-old kid?
I don't think she knew because
she sent another child in my class to go and ask, presumably, the Christian teacher. And so the student went off to go find the answer. How can death be good? Why is Good Friday called Good Friday? And this little kid comes back, says, Mrs. Tucker says, it used to be called God Friday. And then over a long period of time, it changed to Good Friday. So it turns out Mrs. Tucker didn't know the answer either. How can death be good? We are consumed with life. I like it. Do you like it? I like life. So how can death be good? We live in the age of self-help. If you look on the internet, you will find it is full of guides for how to live better and how to live longer. It'll tell you all about what to eat and not eat, what supplements you should take, how to move your body, how to rest your body, how to get perfect sleep, how to wake up in the morning, how to get sunlight on your body, but not too much because you don't want skin cancer. How to breathe, how to think about money, about your friends, about ourselves. What words are okay to use? What words can we not say anymore? How should we focus and be ultimately productive during the day? How can I meditate? How can I pray? How can I overcome my fear and anxiety? Every answer you can find on the internet. It's all good. I don't have a problem with it. But what we've got is a new cultural law. This is the cultural law of self-help. They're protocols to live better and live longer. The Jews had a cultural law as well. And out of that cultural law, the Apostle Paul wrote this in Galatians 2 verse 20. He said, My old self has been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. How can death be good? The Apostle Paul was not trying to improve his self and prolong his life. He chose to give up his life on the cross with Jesus. He said, I've been crucified with Christ so that he can live in me, because he knows if the old self is crucified with Christ, if the old self dies, there's hope that God can raise us back to life. Okay, what is this self that we're supposed to be dying to? Here's how I want you to think about it. Think about three levels, three circles of your being. on the outside, you have your body, your physical body. Just touch yourself right now so that you're aware of where you are in space. Wow, good on you, living in the moment. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Just be present. Your outermost layer, your body, represents everything physical. This is all the things that you do. You eat, you exercise, you move, you touch, you rest, you sleep, you breathe. If you're human, and if you've looked at any of the self-help stuff, you know the pain of knowing what it is to do what you know you shouldn't do and to not do what you know that you should do. I'm going to say that just one more time. You know the pain of doing what you know you shouldn't do and not doing what you know you should do. Maybe the problem is not in our bodies. Maybe it's actually coming from a deeper level. If we go deeper, what's inside your body is up here, right? Your mind. Your mind represents everything you think, you feel, and you say. Your worry, your gratitude, your focus, your love, your patience, your kindness, your courage. If you're human, you know what you would like to think, feel, and say. And you also know what you actually think, feel, and say. There's a problem. So maybe the problem is not with our mind. Maybe we have to go deeper. On the inside of who you are is your spirit. It's the deepest level of your being. And we use words to describe your spirit like character, personality, interests, temperament, your wiring, your core memories, the stories that you carry, the deepest beliefs about yourself and the world. And if you're brave enough to really look at yourself, you know this is where all the problems come from, because that also is not perfect. We're full of character flaws. And all our stumbling around out here and up here is because we're deeply flawed in here. What does the world say? The world says, love yourself. That self that we talked about, your body, your mind, your spirit, just love it. Love it regardless of all the flaws that you can see. Help yourself. Self-help is about helping yourself. Here's what I love. If you go all the way down the path of self-help, do you know what you'll discover? Yourself needs help. You're trying to help yourself go all the way down that path, and you need help. I saw a video recently of a neuroscientist who's become famous online, helping people help themselves with how they think. He said, I've started to pray because I realized that I got to the end of myself. I have character flaws that I can't reconcile, and I must look to something bigger than myself. The answers to those problems are not found within. They're found from out there, from up there. Because you need help. Do you know how I know you need help? Because I need help. I need help. I can't do it by myself, and the answers are not in here. So I'm going to share the Easter secret with you this morning. People don't say this much anymore. It's kind of become unpopular because it sounds a bit like I'm saying there's something wrong with you. And nobody likes that. It's deeply uncomfortable. But you made it here. It's Easter.
So we may as well go as deep as we possibly can, right? Just go deep real quick. Here's the secret. A religious teacher comes to Jesus and he comes in secret. He comes after dark. And he's a religious leader. He's been hearing all the stories about what's been happening. So he sits down with Jesus and he says, "Hey, what is with all the miracles?" I'm paraphrasing. "You clearly have God inside of you." In John 3:3, Jesus replies, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Then later, in John 3:6-7, he says, "Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again." He's like, "How are we supposed to do that? Go back into my mother's womb?" Jesus basically says, "Hey, it's a mystery. But that's what you need to do to see the kingdom of God. Be born again." Sunday's good. Friday's good. Because Sunday's coming. There's a new life that we can get to, but you have to go through Friday to get to Sunday. If you want the new life that Jesus promises on the Sunday, you have to go through the death on the Friday with him. Just as Paul said, "I've been crucified with Christ so that he can live in me." The great secret is this: we need to be born again. Do you know how I know you need to be born again? Because I need to be born again. And again, and again, and again. As I go deeper, and as I uncover every part of myself, I need to lay that at the foot of the cross with the hope that Sunday is coming, that what I put to death, he will raise to life. Whatever part of you that you give up to him, he raises it back to life. And it's the Holy Spirit that brings spiritual life, so he'll change you from the inside out. How exactly can we be born again? I don't know. It's pretty mysterious. But why don't you ask him? Why don't you ask him? "Help me be born again from the inside out," and then trust him to change you from the inside out. All those circles, all the things that we try and do, as long as we stay in the realm of out here, we're window dressing. But if we ask the God of the universe to fill us with new life, that his Holy Spirit would actually have us be born again. Not talking about making you a bit better, making some improvements. So we're going to start over. That your old self would die so that the new self can be born and come back to life. That's the Easter story. Death can be good because in the kingdom of heaven, death leads to life. In the world, our life leads to death. But in the kingdom, death leads to life. Whatever we put to death will be raised to life. Would you stand with me? I'd love to pray for you. And then we're going to sing again. Lord Jesus, there are people here, myself included, that recognize this morning there are parts of us that are deeply flawed. And we need help, Lord. The promise that you could come, your spirit would make us new. That's what we want, Lord. Right now I pray that every part of ourself that we put at the foot of the cross, that we give up, that we die to, that you are bringing new life in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we put our trust and our faith in you, that we would be born again. Father, may we see the kingdom of heaven. May this Friday be good, because our Sunday is coming. You are raising us to a new life. God, oh God, we pray that in the weeks, the months, the years to come, we would be able to look back on this moment and see that you began working in us, bringing life to everything we gave over to you. We thank you, Lord, for the new life that is to come, that each of us would be able to say, it's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. Bring new life to our bodies, Lord. Bring new life to our minds, and bring new life to our spirits. Recreate us. May we be born again from the inside out. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's praise him.